This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. Sitting in this week for Vincent Fennelli. And we have Rick Shaven in Montana. And his website is www.offgridmontana.com. And we were talking about preparedness and how it can help the bottom 97% of the population. Now, you know something? We have an excellent example of how preparedness can really, really help you. You know, you probably do know, Rick, what conjunctivitis is. It's a real nuisance, isn't it? It's just, you know, it clogs up your, you know, tear ducts, and you're just totally miserable. But we've had a dog here with conjunctivitis, okay, and you know, it's just something. It's in the air. It's in the soil. It's just, you know, dust and all that sort of stuff. There's not much dust around now, but, you know, it's, you know, mud as well. And, you know, dogs, they roll around and they just get into some really grotty stuff sometimes. This dog ended up with something in its eye, and it developed conjunctivitis. And do you know something? There is a herb. This is an example of how preparedness could help you. You can spend hundreds of dollars at an eye doctor trying to get rid of conjunctivitis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's just a real nuisance. There is a herb out there, and it's called clary sage. It's been used for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years for various eye conditions. It's soothing, and you know, it grows in your garden very, very easily because it is a salvia, and salvia is really hardy desert type plants. They grow in Arizona, they grow in Mexico, they grow just about anywhere. And you know, it doesn't matter if they, you know, I'm sure they're not totally frost hardy, but they can take a little bit of frost, they can take a little bit of snow. You know, but like I say, they probably couldn't stand months and months of it. But this is plant clary sage. I knew about this plant, and I, you know, when I go out to the nursery, usually each week or each fortnight, I have a mental shopping list of herbs that I'm looking for, medicinal herbs, or culinary herbs that I'm looking for. And clary sage was on the list, and I saw one at the nursery, and it cost all of between about $3 and $5 to buy this little herb in a little, you know, seedling pot that you get. I brought it home, I put it in the garden, and of course it grew. You know, one of the animals developed conjunctivitis. I went out, I got two of the leaves of this plant, I got my mortar and pestle, I ground them up, and I filtered it, and mixed it with some warm saline water, made up a lotion, dripped it into the dog's eyes, and do you know something? Within hours, there was a vast improvement in you know, that the swelling had gone down, the discharge had gone down, and I would say that probably within 3 to 5 days of this sort of treatment, that dog will be totally healed. That's an example of how a preparedness lifestyle of knowing about one simple little herb can mean the difference between possibly having a blind dog and a dog that continues to function in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's an example, and I'm sure you could have a zillion examples as well, Rick.
Oh, absolutely. I harvest red clover, which is an immune stimulant. I harvest the rose bud after it's flowered, after a frost comes through, and that's where you get the rose hips and the vitamin C. I harvest a wild mushroom that grows on birch trees, so I get the benefit of butylin and butylic acid. And there's so much out there. I mean, we can do a couple of shows on this someday if you ever want to do it. What it really does, nature makes you think. Nature makes you want to research. And speaking of nature, I'm going to go to my next idea. And it's basically a land business endgame idea. And for those of you living in urban suburban America who have a love of nature, who want to come out, live off-grid, and do some of the things that me and Gwyneth are discussing today, I think this is a really good business plan. And that is to get like-minded people together. If you are young, you don't have enough capital resources, or even if you're old and you don't, get like-minded people together, buy land together, and put structures on it, put fencing on it, put animals on it, build gardens and raised beds and greenhouses, put up, you know, animal fences for deer and elk, put outbuildings up, put a solar array up. You know, one person could have skills as being a builder, and one person owns a backhoe, one person is older, has capital resources, a couple people are younger, but they have youth and strength, and they could be cheap
lots
labor.
One
person, yeah, absolutely. One person could have a job working online out of the home to bring cash flow into the group. And what I mean by end game is what you need to do is create a situation where you can sell that property, and everything's got to be communicated and negotiated on paper, but say 5-10 years down the road, you sell that property, and everybody walks away with a piece of the action, discussed through negotiation on who put in X amount of capital resources, X amount of labor, X amount of ideas, et cetera. And this way, when you sell it, it's already discussed, it's on paper, there's no whining, there's no crying, there's, you know. And not only are you looking at it from a business perspective, but you can look at it from a skill. You know, you cross-train each other, and you're learning all these different skills. Now, the economy that we're in, the elite, it's an analogy to the central banks around the world. All they want to do, they want to save the banks, they want to save the stock market / Wall Street, and they want to keep the status quo the way it is. In other words, they want to keep the incognito caste system, okay? The powers that be have an addiction to power, money, and control. That's all they care about, okay? I mean, even if you read the EU, the European Commission draft legislation, when they were talking about banning cash recently, in small print it even says that privacy and anonymity does not constitute a fundamental human right. So this is where we're at. It's the aristocracy versus the serfs. When you hear people say, no, it's all ideology, it's not. Okay, you'll have some very wealthy, right-wing, conservative people who are good in a lot of ways, but they're going to say it's mostly ideology because they have a lot of money, and they don't want people to think it's an aristocracy-serfdom relationship. It is. It's about money, control, and power. Trust me. So
it absolutely is. And you know what annoyed the daylights out of just about everybody a couple of years ago when I was in conflict with the sex racketeering local police around here, who were issuing huge infringement notices to local women, including myself, and then basically saying that they would let off the notice if you let the cop come around to your house in the middle of the night. And I wouldn't agree to that, so they hated me. You know, something, it's really funny how these sex racketeering cops will not go around and arrest the local pedophiles, even when they do horrendous crimes against children, and even though they know who they exactly who they are. That's it. It's a racketeering cartel, and of the very worst kind. It just absolutely is. People have to realize this. What you're saying is an excellent idea, you know, for building a community, especially if you get the same group of people can then move on to another piece of land and do the same thing, okay, and develop that. And you do that two or three times over a period of 20 or 30 years, then you have a very, very wealthy community there. But the only thing is, what you've got to take account of is that is human nature, that people are greedy. And there will be somebody in that community who is not who you think they are. And there's always one. And this person will is just about guaranteed to upset the apple cart. And you can be as careful as you like, but unfortunately, that's how it is, and that our society actually encourages people to be like that. You know, they absolutely do. They actually reward that sort of bad behavior, and then that person will go around and sue the rest of the community. What we have here, where we have a small, what I call, hippie enclave. Where there's a small area, a 20-acre allotments, okay, and surrounded by quite large sheep ranches. You know, some of the sheep ranches are 500 acres, some of them are 5 or 10,000 acres of land. But these small 20-acre allotments have been bought up by alternative lifestyle types over the years, and they have been developed with an end because, I mean, hippies, they have their faults, okay? They can be overly idealistic. But one thing is that they were actually, back in the 1960s and 1970s and 1980s, they were the original preppers. And if you can find an area like that, and if you can live with the fact that these people are going to, you know, maybe occasionally just sit around chanting and singing Kumbaya, then you'll have actually a very prepared community, because they've been doing it for a long, long time.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 420-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lock It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Thanks for speaking here. I'm sitting in this week for Vincent Finelli. I have Rick Shaben on the line, and we were talking about how to set up the structure. Rick had a marvelous idea of getting a community going out to buy land. And I was describing how things are around here. It's really, really interesting. The thing is, when people have their own freehold title over their own small parcel of land, I would consider 20 acres to be really quite small. For some people it might be huge, but... You know, when you get to a preparedness lifestyle and you're figuring out where to put stuff, that 20 acres soon becomes pretty tiny, especially when you're thinking about things like woodlots and such like. And most of our block is one giant woodlot. Our farm is actually built into a eucalyptus forest. And, you know, it's quite interesting because the people who live around here, they tend to think in a similar way, and it's preparedness-minded. It's a type of preparedness-minded, a tradition that goes back maybe 50 years to the 1960s, to the hippie movement, where there were people who could see that the society back then was falling apart. And, you know, we're a lot further down the track now. But they were the original constructors of the lifeboats. And if you can understand these, I'm not talking about the social justice warrior wannabe urban type hippies that you get in universities, and I've certainly seen enough of them. I'm talking about people who have actually gone out there, had a job, got some resources together and bought a place in the country because they could see that this system was ultimately unsustainable, and we've all got some really, really bad karma coming because of what our society has done. And if you can find an area like that, that has, like I say, maybe 10 or 20 acre parcels, maybe 50 acre parcels of land, and buy into that community with your own resources and capital, that can also be a good way to go. Because the people in these communities, they tend to support each other, but they also tend to give each other their you know, their private space. And they're all on the same page, and they're generally quite hard-working people. But they know how to have a good time as well. Rick.
Absolutely, Gwyneth. And, you know, it's that plan of action could be for all age groups, because if you're young, you have less capital resources / money, but and you want to learn skills, you want to acquire something, you want to get a small business going, this is a great way to do it. And
yep.
If you're old and you don't have the energy or the strength anymore to do certain labor, but you have some capital resources and you can buy into this. And you're always going to have communities and situations where people don't get along. And that's why you have to have an end game. You have to be
that's
able to
right.
sell that piece of property in 5, 8, 10, 12, 15 years, whatever the group decides, with the improvements that's been made on the property. And everything's negotiated beforehand. Everything's on paper. And that's the big mistake that most people make. They have this, you know, kumbaya sitting around the campfire. Everything's going to be perfect. And
that's
they
not.
Didn't have
you
an end game
thought
on
about
paper.
Before. Yep.
Absolutely.
Legally.
Yeah. And what I'd like to talk about next, Gwyneth, is kind of a light at the end of the tunnel program on fixing the economy. And that's one of the reasons I talk so much about finance and economy. And the book talks a little bit about that, because we're in a situation that we can't control our own destiny. It is the aristocracy versus the serfs. You know, Obama gets millions of dollars for a Wall Street speech, plus favors and obligations, whatever that meant in the story. Hank Paulson, U.S. Treasury, printed $4 trillion to bail out Wall Street, big banks, auto manufacturer companies. 95% of that money, taxpayer money, went to the top 1-7%. We have to be able to control our own destiny, and I just want to talk about an economic idea for the next segment.
Yep, that'll be great. Yep.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here, keeping the seat warm for Vincent this week. And we have Rick Shaben, and we're discussing how to set up a community of people and how to actually fix things after the collapse has happened. By the way, Rick, I wanted to mention, I thought that your idea was actually a marvelous one. They've been doing that for many years, actually, here in Australia, and they call it multiple occupancy. And if you go on the internet and search up Australian multiple occupancy, you'll see that it's something like that has been happening for a while. It's a really, really good idea, and it can work well, but you're absolutely right. You've got to set up the proper legal structures at the beginning, or otherwise you are going to have problems, because interpersonal conflicts are going to arise, and they have to be resolved, because human beings are human beings. Anyway, I just thought I would mention that. And they can work really well, but you've got to plan it properly from the start. And there we go. Okay, what were you wanting to speak about next, Rick?
Well, and you hit the nail on the head, you know, with having your ducks in a row financially on paper. And we need to renegotiate and communicate everything. I mean, there's a lot of, we're learning social media and the push-button technology. We're learning, especially the young people, they're learning, losing the ability to communicate properly. But I think this is a really good idea. You know, this is one of the reasons I talk about economy. If everyone understood economy 101, I promise you there would not be anybody who wants socialism, because socialism, communism, totalitarianism, authoritarianism, dictatorships, fascism, this is all top-down control. We need to decentralize in every way, shape, or form. If we can't get the republic back here in America, then we need to do a Switzerland-type situation where the president and the official authorities have very little pull and the people make the decisions. So what I want to talk about...
And we all look after ourselves.
So with that being said, I want to talk a little bit of an economic idea that I've mentioned on several shows before, and it could be a hybrid system like this. But see, the powers that be do not want people to understand economics. They do not want people to understand self-sufficiency or communication or negotiation. It's all about power, money, and control from the top down. And I'll just end, I'll start this with one Wall Street story. All minimum wage earners in America, in the country, made $14 billion. Wall Street bonuses, this is not regular salaries or regular compensation, Wall Street bonuses was $30 billion. So more than double, from a few hundred people getting more than double all of the minimum wage earners in America combined. See, this is, and this was done seven, and this is 7 years after the bottom 93% literally bailed out Wall Street and the big banks. So the too big to fail, the too big to jail seems like it's always going to dominate the little people. We can enforce sedition, treason, espionage laws real easy, but they're not doing that. You know, they're allowing the NGOs and the George Soroses and the deep pockets to literally buy violence, buy the brown shirts and the black shirts and the mercenaries to create havoc and infighting and turmoil in America. And this is how a divide-and-conquer strategy works. And this is why when we hear good ideas from people, we need to research these and read about them and grab a microphone. And what's killing us, we can blame the IMF, the central banks, we can blame the Bilderbergers, the Rothschilds, the Russians, the mainstream media, the New World Order, the rhinos, the elites, the aristocracy, the feminists, the deep state, the powers that be. We can blame anybody we want. The big fault for the demise that we're in regarding the middle class and the lack of ability to control our own destiny, especially in regards to getting and keeping a job, is because of the silent majority.
Yeah, it's because of us.
Absolutely.
Because we let it happen as a community, you know. And you are absolutely right. And you know something, that said, in America you're actually in a much better position than what we are in here in Australia. Because at least in America there's a really, really high degree of awareness of these problems. If you go into your average American small town, everybody knows how crooked the sheriff is, if he's a crooked sheriff. you go into Australia, and unless people have been directly impacted by the crooked police department, they don't have a clue. They think that everything is just normal, and I guess that goes back to the fact that we were set up as a nation, as a prison colony, that people here still have this mindset. And I have conversations with friends on a fairly regular basis who have lived in Australia all their life, and I say to them, listen, you've got to be aware, you're enslaved. Yes, this is not a free country. This is by no stretch of the imagination a free country. And I said, oh, what do you mean? And I said, well, you can't see the difference. And I have this conversation with my children as well. You can't see the difference because this is all you've ever known. But I grew up in New Zealand, and New Zealand was not, well, you know, maybe a huge long time ago. But in the modern era, in the last few hundred years, New Zealand was not set up as a prison colony. New Zealand was set up as a free country, okay, where different racial and ethnic and linguistic groups made a treaty where they were going to have a country and they were going to live together side by side harmoniously. And people come to New Zealand, they go, wow, this is amazing. We've never been in a country like this. No, you haven't. Because the people there, they did on a national scale exactly what you were talking about with your multiple occupancy idea. And that was, you get different groups, different people with different skills, and maybe from vastly different backgrounds, and they get together and they agree that we are going to set up something beautiful here. And that's basically what happened in New Zealand's beginning. Because I spent the first 17 years of my life there, I can see the difference, and you find that a huge number of the Australian common law activists and people who are at the forefront of speaking out against this corrupt government we have here, where Malcolm Turnbull is literally a bankster prime minister. You look at his resume. If he was in America, he would have gone straight from Goldman Sachs into the White House. That's the degree of corrupt banksterism that we have here in this country, and people can't see it. And I want to just shake them and say, wake up. Wake up. You need to realize that you have been enslaved, you know, been tricked.
Yeah.
And at least in America, you've got a president who actually is trying to do the right thing by all of you. We don't have that here, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Trump said he wants to transfer power back to the people. So you got to ask yourself, folks, look at the wars. Most of them are started by false flags for the benefit of the bankers and the military-industrial complex hierarchy. Look at GMO foods, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics in your food, pesticides, fluoride, chlorine, 200 other chemicals in your water, the geoengineering. Do you really think with cancer rising thousands of percent, you're in control of your own destiny? So what I want to do here is I want to give an economic solution. And if we did this, our economy would turn on very quickly. Now, there's always a lag time, and that's one of the reasons why they're trying to get rid of Trump, and they want to basically create the propaganda that it's all going to be his fault when it collapses. This has all been the whole system is artificially held up with central banks printing money out of thin air and stock buybacks, CEOs issuing bonds, basically throwing AAA bonds in with government bonds, with corporate bonds that are worthless. I mean, I can go on and on and on. But we all need to learn about economics 101. And if we did the following, first of all, break up all the big companies, eliminate lobbyists. Anything that's under the category of oligarchy and monopoly, we need to get rid of it. People need to decide how much net worth an individual or corporation can have. Okay, right? Last year, the number was 64. It's now 8. 8 people have a higher net worth than the whole, than half of the world combined. Okay? When you have people creating NGOs and they have an addiction to power, money, and control, and they're literally funding hate groups, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Nazis, this is all done by the same people. It's all funded by the same people. We have to decentralize everything, not just government, but how we live, and that's one of the reasons we talk about living off-grid and rural. Okay, what we need, if we did the following, if we had negative interest rates, I think it could be a useful tool if we did the following. Banks still have a huge spread for cars and credit cards and loans, okay? Let's say we went to 2% negative interest, okay? What we would, and we implemented Glass-Steagall back and dissected Dodd-Frank, okay? If we had means testing with this, which means if you had, say, under $1 million net worth, you don't get your money confiscated by these negative interest rate fees. And then we, instead of some countries going 100-year bonds, if we went to a 100-year mortgage, people could have a life. More people in the database would be buying land and homes instead of being renters. And take that mean household debt and give that to each home. If you're in debt, you pay it off. If you're out of debt, you must spend it in a voucher to help prevent hyperinflation. If we dismantled the central banks and did the following, we would be in great shape.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the theater for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello there, everyone. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking, sitting in for Vincent Fennelly all this week. We have Rick Shaven here, and we're discussing how we might put things back together after the collapse. Rick, please continue. We've only got a few minutes left, and I would just like you to say whatever you want to say here.
All right, Gwyneth. Well, thank you. First of all, folks, the technocracy is killing us. Basically, the tools that the elite are using. I say get off of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all social media. It's basically an elite tool for self-incrimination of the people. The average American watches 7 to 8 hours of TV or smartphone use per day. Learn to garden. Learn to go out and camp. Learn edible medicinal plants. Maybe go fishing. Do different things that Americans used to do for many, many generations that made us great. We need to learn how to think again and not be cultivated how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. We need to implement practice what you preach laws. For example, if some elite person has says we need to get rid of guns, and then they have the audacity to hire private security to carry guns, in a lot of cases, using your taxpayer dollars, that should be illegal. If they say that you have to have a lower carbon footprint and they're flying around the world on jets, sometimes even private jets, that should be illegal. We can't use the words
34 mansions.
Absolutely. We cannot use the words hypocrisy, double standards, or say that's the way it is anymore. If you do that and stop right there, that's unacceptable. We have to basically teach the American people that everybody needs practice what you preach laws. And I think Congress should be eliminated from their secret pension and secret health care providers, and everybody should be under the same laws and have the same skin in the game. Unless we get together as a people and get the masses to read research, learn, and speak up, then things are going to continue to get way, way worse. Because I'm telling you, we're heading into an apocalyptic economic scenario where we could be in very possibly the worst depression we've ever seen as Americans and Western world. Gwyneth?
Yes, I would absolutely agree with you there. I would full on agree with apocalyptic collapse. Many years ago, before my husband died, he was a seer. And, he was a Christian minister, and he had a mission. He started his life as a gangster. He became a Christian, and he then he went to Bible college, became a minister of religion, and then had a missionary to the gangsters. That was his mission. And he said, he was also a seer, and he said, this is how it's going to unwind in Australia. You need to go and watch the Mad Max series of movies, okay, because that is exactly how it's going to unwind here in Australia. And a lot of Americans don't realize there was actually a first Mad Max movie that Mel Gibson made probably about 3 or 4 years before the Mad Max movie that everybody in the Americas knows, okay? That first Mad Max movie lays a lot of the groundwork for what comes later. But we are full-on facing what you called an apocalyptic economic scenario and what I would call Mad Max world. I think that it's pretty well the same thing. And I would not be living in a big city or even in a small country town right now, because it's all going to go south real quick. And as Vincent says, honesty and integrity and the rest is up to you. And that's the end of the broadcast.
Thank you, Gwyneth.
That's all right. It doesn't last long, does it? It just flies.
It does.
See you later. Okay. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.